Blog Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Yes, happy Sunday. I'm saying good afternoon as if it's not 8 o'clock on the East Coast. How is everyone? Hope we got some listeners here. Anybody feel free to chime in on the show through our chat box in the studio or by tweeting us at All Access Abdul. We are happy to read your thoughts live on the show. Amy, how are you? How's your Sunday?
Doing good. I'm Amy Coe, and I'm looking forward to talking about the Mass Dancer today.
Yeah, I think we got a lot to talk about when it comes to the Mass Dancer.
I'm just like a huge reality TV junkie, like you know this, and I'm a huge fan of the Masked franchise. Like I'm watching The Masked Singer right now, and I cannot wait for the Russian Dolls to be revealed and the Black Swan. And when I heard that Paula was going to be on The Masked Dancer, like I may have peed my pants a bit because I think she's just perfect. I think she's just perfect for the franchise. Like, why not? Why not Paula Abdul? And a freaking amazing choreographer. And she actually, out of all the judges, won all the guesses, or she got most of them right.
Yeah, she had the most right. I think it was just such a neat kind of spin-off of The Masked Singer. I'm probably going to say Masked Dancer, Masked Singer interchangeably because I just forget sometimes what I'm talking about. But it was just something that was really different because I feel like right now with reality TV, there's so much around music and singing and performing arts and musicals that a dance show really hasn't been on as of lately.
Right, because of the pandemic. It's been hard to get these reality TV shows going because of the pandemic. So that's what I thought.
Too, it's not like music where, you know, you're not singing into someone's face when you're dancing. You cannot socially distance
right.
dance.
Right. And that's the thing. I thought they were all amazing. I did find it a lot harder to guess the person behind the mask compared to the masked singer. Like I knew Taylor Dayne, the first episode Taylor Dayne was on The Masked Singer, but this was just like a whole new ball game. I didn't know which clues I needed to follow. I'm glad they did a recap at the very end, so hopefully if there is a season two, I understand which clues to pick up on.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, just with the fact that I've watched with the range of people that they eventually unmasked, you know, I had a pretty easy time figuring out things as it got into the later weeks of the competition because I felt like there were just so many clues. I did pick up the very first week with the tulip being Mackenzie Ziegler. I snatched that up right away. I mean, there was just something in me that was like, that is an ALDC, Abby Lee Dance Company, that is 100% who that is.
And that's the thing, like, I picked up on Jordan Sparks. I knew that had to be Jordan Sparks because I saw the basketball clues and the American Idol clues. So I was pretty confident in her. I thought the hard one was Cotton Candy.
I feel the opposite.
Well, a while back, Melissa Joan Hart had opened a candy store after she did Sabrina the Teenage Witch here in the San Fernando Valley. So I had it being her, and then at another point, I had it being an ice skater. And then, of course, as the weeks rolled by, it was like, oh, this is a gymnast. And she, I mean, Gabby Douglas was freaking phenomenal. She, the fact that she fell and just got right back up, I think if that was me, I would have bawled my eyes out and left. But I thought she was amazing.
I think the one that was hard for me, and I don't know if anyone else out there listening to our show did like I did, but when I was watching it, what I did every week was I wrote down each of the clues so that I could go back in, you know, a few weeks' time when that particular contestant would perform again. I could look back at what they had said weeks prior, and that really helped me kind of put two and two together. I think the one that really kind of was hard, I'm looking through my notes right now, was ultimately the sloth. I think there were a lot of different guesses for him. And by the time it came down to it, I think it was just there were so many different points that he hit on in his clue packages that it was really, really hard.
Yes, I thought, too, I had that being someone from Glee. I had it being Kirk or the gentleman that Paula even guessed, Matthew Morrison.
Matt Morrison, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that was cool to see Max on stage and, like, be on a another different platform than what he's known to do, which is Dancing with the Stars. So that was really cool because I just didn't know he was that big of a jokester, I guess. He was pretty funny as a dancer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was full-blown, like they always said week after week. Like, you watched him and, like, he was so in character and so in tune to who he was playing, like, that almost made it so much more fun because it was just, you know, he's a professional dancer, so I think for him, he looked at this as a way of, like, well, I can just go out and have fun because it doesn't matter about my technique, doesn't matter about how good I am because it's just a show for fun.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think all the judges even had fun. I love Paula and Ken getting us dancing.
Oh my god, that was like a highlight every week. Are you kidding? Like every time I was like, what is she doing? Like I love the way she just went for it and was like, I don't care, I'm gonna have fun. And then of course Ashley Tisdale was like very pregnant during the show. She since has had her baby, so huge shout out to Ashley Tisdale, congrats on the birth of your daughter. I know her name, but it's not coming to me right now. I think is it Jupiter? I feel like it's, is that what it is? I don't remember.
And I thought Brian Austin Green was like, did a great job. I can't believe he got the moth, Elizabeth Smart. Like, he was right on point, and there weren't that many clues to pick up on that it was Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally, 100%. I mean, if they do have a season two, because we don't have an official word yet from Fox if it's been renewed for a second season, but if it was renewed for a second season, Amy, who is one, like, person in Hollywood or a well-known figure that you would want to see on The Masked Dancer?
Ooh. The Masked Dancer, Lisa Rinna. Because she's known to dance. I want her to be because she's coming from a different reality TV show. They did that with The Masked Singer, where they had someone from a Real Housewife from Atlanta. I would love to see on The Masked Dancer.
I know I'm probably going to shock a lot of people when I say this, but I would love to see former President Barack Obama on The Masked Dancer. I don't know why. I just feel like it would be – he just – ever since he has not become president anymore, he's just become very – like, every time I watch anything with him in it, he's just really funny, and I feel like he would have a blast doing something like this.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see him do more stuff, though. Yeah, because ever since I guess he, yeah, he's no longer the president. For me, myself, I haven't really seen him do too much of anything. So, yeah, I would love to see him on The Masked Dancer.
I mean, you might be surprised. Like, he might be able to, like, really, like break a leg down, like, be that really good. Like, I would be, like, really surprised if, like, all of a sudden they unmasked him and I would be like, what?
Yeah. Well, can we also talk about Mayim Bialik? I can't say her last name. Bialik?
Mayim, and how she, Mayim Bialik?
Yes, her. Because it was so cute how she fangirled.
I thought it was a dream to listen to a Paula Abdul song sitting next to Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, just she was so funny. And who was the other one that they had on there too? It was another woman that was on there. I can't remember, but she was also really good as well.
Yes, because I think she's been on The Masked Dancer. I can't think of her name. Oh my gosh, I can see her face. Oh my gosh, and she used to work with Chelsea Handler.
I can't remember her name.
I'm gonna
Google this really quick because this is gonna bug me if I don't remember like who they actually had on.
Cheryl Hines was one.
Yes, they had Cheryl Hines on. I remember that. I'm trying to see just like as quick as I can to look on Wikipedia, and it's not going very well. but I also really want to make a point to you of like a lot of people when The Masked Dancer was on. Obviously, it was on during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I saw a lot of conversations, especially in the first week, about people having issues with the fact that there was a studio audience and no one had masks on. Like, just so everyone's aware, if you're not, all of that audience footage was stock footage, and no one was actually in the studio with them. There were, like, and the judges were 6 feet apart, although you couldn't tell on TV they were 6 feet apart. Like, there was social distance going on.
Weren't you also part of the ticket or participate via video as the audience, even though they, like, didn't you do that? Can you share that with us of what happened?
I did. If I'm going to be completely honest, it was not what I expected in the sense of I watched three of the contestants perform, and then
three?
They said, pick your favorite, and that's it.
Only three.
Yeah, it was. I logged on to start the live taping at about 8 o'clock p.m. or 9 o'clock p.m. sometime, and it was over by like 8:07.
Wow, that was brief. Did you see the other people participating?
You could, but everyone at that point was. When they put the stream on for people to watch, they kind of used the Zoom platform where they turned off everyone. Like, you couldn't see everybody else. You could only see yourself.
Okay. That's interesting.
It was interesting. I mean, you don't – and the other thing that was interesting as well was you don't get to see the clue packages. So you really have no idea.
No,
all you're
no.
doing is sitting there and you're saying, I'm watching a zebra grind on a stage and I really hope no one walks into the room and is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you watching? It was very, very odd. But I mean, overall, I mean, I think this show had a really good first run. I mean, obviously with anything first season or anybody's debut, anything, there's always kinks to work out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I just think it's part of a major franchise that it's doing very well with Fox, but of course I may be a little biased. But we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully it does get renewed. And we get to see some more amazing talent. And other people we didn't even know who danced, or, you know, that's what I love about this. It can be anyone behind the mask.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what a lot of the unmasked dancers have ultimately conveyed when they asked them after they were unmasked, you know, what did you appreciate about this is, and a lot of people on Masked Singer say this as well, is, you know, the fact that you didn't know who I was, and there were no preconceived notions and no stigmas and no, that's a football player, what are they doing? Like, it was very, like, it was just fun for how many of them. It was just fun.
And it was fun for us as viewers, too, just to see them go out there.
If you could be, if you could be on Masked Dancer TV, like, what costume would you be? Like, what would you be?
I have no idea. Probably a bear. I'll be a bear.
You'd be a bear?
I would be a bear. I really connect with bears. It's weird. I swear to God, in my past life, I was a bear, because when it comes to the winter, that's all I want to do is hibernate. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
Then when it's summer, I just want to get out and do stuff. I have a sweet tooth, so I'm sure I would eat a lot of honey. And I don't know, even in, here's the spiritual or another way to look at it, because I've always been drawn to California. California, what's on their flag? A bear. Like, there's just something with me and bears. Some kind of spiritual connection. So, about you, Megan? What would you be?
Honestly, and again, people are probably going to judge me for this, but, like, I would totally be like a taco. Like, I would be like a dancing taco. But, like, I would be like a bad boy, like, dancing taco. Like, I would have, like, chains and, like, sunglasses. Like, I would go. Like, I would be, like, really, like down. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that would be, like, so funny. I think my favorite costume of Masked Dancer in particular was probably the exotic bird, because it was just so, like, sparkly and shiny and, like, really loud. And, like, anyone who knows me that's listening to this, like, you know that's who I am. I'm loud. I'm obnoxious. Everything on me at all times has sparkles or sequins. So I feel like that was a costume that I really liked.
Mine, hands down, was the zebra, me and my animal print. And Oscar De La Hoya was another phenomenal dancer. Did not see that one coming. So.
No, I guess that during final guesses of that night, I was like, I have a feeling it's Oscar De La Hoya. And I just laughed because Paula actually legitimately has a picture with Oscar De La Hoya, and
right.
I don't know how she forgot that she has pictures of him.
Let's be real. She's
then again,
she's not,
I give her credit. She takes pictures all day long. So,
yes. So, speaking of pictures, something that's coming up in the Paula Abdul fandom world is that she, on June 25th, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, is doing an Ask Paula live stream. And our listeners can go to www.ongvip.com to get their tickets and ask Paula some questions. Ask her what's going on. Ask her what projects we are going to be seeing here in the future. And is she going to have continue her residency? So many questions, but probably not enough time to ask. But everyone, get your tickets before they run out.
Yeah, I think there's a standard ticket, and it's $20. And then there also is a $200 ticket, which gets you a merch item that's autographed. You get a one-on-one video call with her. So there's definitely options. So if you don't have $200, you can still do it for $20. If you want to drop the $200, then listen, everybody who knows me, who's listening to this, knows which way I went. I'm not missing out on a chance to see Paula, it's been, I think Amy, you and I can both agree that that's been a really hard part of the COVID-19 pandemic, is just not having had plans. And we're used to being on the go, you know, living out of suitcases and going to all different shows and places, and to not have that, it's been a rough year, I think, for all of us, fandom or not, just with being away from the people that we care about and the people that we love. So this is a nice way for us to all have something to look forward to again.
Yes, and it'll be right after her birthday, too. So that'd be fun. So we don't hear from her on her birthday like last year. We could be like, hey, Paula, happy birthday. But no, I don't know what to get, because I don't know what I want to do the $200 ticket. I want the VIP experience. I want to support her on this project. But shoot, when it comes to that video call or that chat, I don't even know what to talk to her about. At the same time, I'm going to sit there and be like, what's going on?
Listen, all you got to do is just, you know, have a conversation. All you have to do is have a conversation. I know that, like, you don't know what to talk to her about, but just, you know, have a legitimate conversation. Hi, how are you? How's COVID been treating you? Like, have you been able to do anything during COVID? You know, I mean, I hate to focus it on the pandemic, but let's be real. Like, that's the topic that when you haven't talked to someone in a long time, you ask, how is COVID where you live? And what, you know, what is your state doing to get everyone vaccinated? And have you been vaccinated? And I mean, I know I'm probably going to talk a million miles a minute at her, so I feel bad for her, but she knows me.
Yeah.
She's used to that, so we'll figure it out.
I'm the total opposite. So that'll be
fun. I'll
send
you, Amy. We'll have a one-on-one video call. I'll help you out.
Okay. I need that.
I know it's not easy. Are you kidding? I completely 100% get that. I do want to circle back to Masked Dancer for just a second, because you brought up like the fangirl aspect of it. And I just thought it was such a like full circle moment for Jordan Sparks and Paula to be reunited. I don't really know last time Paula's seen Jordan, but just the fact that even Jordan was still like, you know, I love her, that's my girl. Like, you know, Jordan, Paula's responsible in part for Jordan's career. You know, had Jordan not been on American Idol, she would not be someone. So that was kind of a cool full circle moment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I wasn't for sure because it wasn't posted night. I really hope there's a picture of them together. And sure enough, they weren't 6 feet apart. There was a picture. So it was really cool to see them together again, reuniting. And it was a beautiful moment to witness. So.
Absolutely. Should we, since we've got about, roughly about 6 minutes left of our weekend podcast, should we give the listeners a little bit of a preview of what is potentially to come next week?
Absolutely. Why not?
So as everyone knows, we had our first show, and then I believe it was only a day or two after that that it was announced that Paula would be stepping in for Luke Bryan on American Idol, as Luke had COVID, which from what I've heard, he is better now. He's back to work. So thankfully, nobody got sick and really hurt with COVID.
Right. Right.
But we're going to be recapping kind of her reuniting with Ryan and her judge's chair and Randy. Obviously, we'll talk about the STD comment. I'm sure many of you are wondering about all that's missing is the STD comment. So we'll be for sure covering that.
Yes. We'll be talking about so many different things next week regarding American Idol and just her, you know, just working on that TV show in general. I mean, obviously, there's so much to talk about, but that's next week.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we are. We are actually in the process of talking to a number of people. So, again, I want to throw it out to our listeners. If you guys have any thoughts or ideas of potential people that Paula has either worked with in the past or, you know, somebody who you may feel has a unique perspective to offer us. And they don't have to directly be working with Paula currently, you know, past, present, maybe even future collaborations that we don't yet know about, or people that you'd love to see do something with Paula. We want to hear from you guys and who you want us to talk to. I know I did get an update from one person who will be coming on our show later on in May to talk about some charity work and some of the things that Paula deals with on a daily basis. So that would be very exciting for both Amy and myself to have a shot at talking to someone who has a little bit of a different relationship with Paula than I think Amy and myself have.
Yes. I look forward to talking to her, to our special guest.
And I know, Amy, you've been working on trying to get someone as well.
Yes. I'm still working on it. Hopefully things pull through because there's so much to talk about with this person that I'm trying to get on. So...
yeah, so no spoilers here, guys. You know just as much as both Amy and myself do. So no spoilers as of yet. But we do have a fun season planned for you guys with just trying to recap everything. Down the line, you can expect to hear from both Amy and myself reaction from the Las Vegas residency. We'll have a show recapping the OMG VIP experience, which... what is the website, again, where people can get tickets for that?
It's www.omgvip.com.
Okay. And tickets are $20 and $200. You know, so that's going to be a fun thing we have to look forward to. And also, I think, you know, you guys, through listening to our show, are going to learn a little bit about Amy and myself. So to kind of wrap up our show, what do you think about, Amy, what if we just played a quick round of asking each other just some quick questions about each other?
Okay. Absolutely.
All
Why
right,
not?
So,
we've got a couple minutes.
I mean, hey, we got time. Might as well do something to fill it. I guess so I'll start for you, Amy. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three things would you absolutely have to have with you?
My phone, pasta, and my dog. What about you?
Oh, I would say a good book, a phone, and Taco Bell.
Okay. All right. My question to you is, who is your hero or heroine?
Like superhero?
Whoever you want to choose.
Well,
who
I
comes
mean, it's
to mind?
By the name of our show. I mean, shout out to the namesake, Paula Abdul. She knows that she's my hero. I love that woman. I would do anything for that woman. Anything she ever asked me. So, I mean, got to give a shout out there. What about you, Amy? Who's your hero / heroine?
I love Paula, but my hero would have to be Demi Lovato. With everything that she's gone through, everything she's been, and I even told her that to her face when I met her a few years back, because for me, she is someone who has the balls to do whatever the F she wants. And what I'm really proud of her, or what I really like, oh my God, I can't believe she did, is she has put it out there that she's dealt with an eating disorder and actually everything that she's dealt with. And for me, it takes a strong woman to do that. So anyways, that's why she's my hero. What was the last TV show you watched?
So the last TV show I watched was this show called Cheerleader Generation, which was about a mother-daughter, is a real-life show, mother-daughter duo who were trying to be the first mother-daughter duo to win national title, national cheerleading competition, cheerleading titles in the same year. It did not happen, but it was really good. It was on Hulu. But Amy, I'm going to flip that question around to you. What was the last show you watched?
Again, I'm a reality TV junkie, and I love me some Lisa Vanderpump. So I watched Overserved. That was the last TV show I watched. So.
And did you like it?
You know what? I like winding down to it. I think it's funny. I think the people she has had on this season have been hilarious. And, like, so they just had Anna Camp on and Lala Kent, and it was cool. Again, it's nice that they have, like, someone fangirling for me, because how Anna Camp acted would be exactly how I would have acted. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think Anna Camp's a cute girl. I love her. I loved her in the franchise. What is it? The singing competition with Anna Kendrick.
Oh, Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I love her in that. So, yeah. So what's the last movie you watched?
Oh, see, I don't get really into movies. I kind of watch the same, like, staple of movies, like, that I know that I love. My favorite movie, in case anyone out there is wondering, is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I could quote that movie up and down, left and right,
really?
Backwards, forwards. I love that movie.
Really?
I laugh hysterically like it's the first time I've ever watched it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I did not know that about
you. Were you not
Shemaine
expecting
Camp.
That?
No, not at all. For you to quote that movie, I've watched that once, and I have to say, I don't know if I would ever turn it on again.
I laugh hysterically every single time. Oh, my God, a great movie. Okay, so this is going to be our last question, because we're over our time limit now. But what about you, Amy? Okay, I'm gonna change your question around. Best movie that you've ever seen?
Ooh, best movie I've ever seen. It depends on my mood. Like, I could sit there and watch The Devil Wears Prada over and over again. But I also love... Oh, my God, I don't know. What about you?
Best movie I've ever seen? Touched by Evil. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I kid. I would say the best movie that I've ever seen is probably Hidden Figures.
That is a good movie. It's been on recently, I think, too. That's a good movie.
So next week we will be back 8 o'clock PST or EST. We will be back 5 o'clock PST. Send us your information. Send us your quotes. Send us your everything. Give us your feedback. We want to hear from everybody. So Amy and I will be back next week ahead of time, so you guys know what we're talking about. We will be recapping Paula's latest appearance on American Idol, as well as her entire career on American Idol. So we're going to have a lot to talk about in a half an hour. Send us your thoughts, send us your information, and we will catch you guys next week.
Yes. Have a good week, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I will. Amy, I will talk to you shortly.
Yes. Bye, everyone. Bye.